Locker Room Chats here back on the air, our eighth week here on KNZA. I'm Brandon Tamor. We're joined by Donovan West, girls basketball coach Perry Smith for a few minutes, brought to you by Bedina State Bank and Triple L Tire. Coach, the team's been busy over the last week, and since we last spoke, you guys have played three games, 2-1 in that stretch. It started Friday, victory over Blue Valley. You played DeKalb on Monday, and then Tuesday night, a loss to Centralia, second loss to the Panthers this year. How would you assess that 2-1 stretch over the last week?
Well, you know, we played three games in 5 days and no practice. So I thought, I thought we did some good things. We seen some good things. I was really impressed with Blue Valley last Friday. I thought they competed really hard, and got after us a little bit. And we kind of had to fight and claw to get out of there, on Friday night, to their credit. And then DeKalb on Monday, we kind of got on them early and business there, and then last night playing Centralia, that's a tough one. You get them at their place, they're a little bit different team than they are on the road, and I thought they were pretty good last night, and we gotta go to work and continue to get better, and that's the most important thing.
Yeah, it's just crazy. We're at this point in the year, we're really in the home stretch now of the regular season, really trying to fight your way in terms of positioning, you know, for the sub-state standings. How far away do you feel like your team is from being where it needs to be at this point in the year?
Well, you know, we're not where we want to be. No question about that. But, you know, our three losses have come to two teams, and both of them are having really good years. And so, you know, I haven't been displeased in that regard. But this is also getting the time of year where we usually take big strides in getting better, and we focus very hard on playing our best basketball at the end of the year, and this team I don't think will be any different. I think we'll kind of hopefully be that in that place here later on, and if we are, I think we'll like where we end up. But it's important that we go to work every day and get better. And as a coach, you hate to play three games without any practice. 5 days, and then we don't have school today. We will have one practice in virtually about 2 weeks. So, we've got a ways to go, but we've got a good group. They're competitors, and we'll hopefully be where we want to be at the end.
Yeah, you certainly want to be there. You mentioned the three losses, twice against Centralia, who's still undefeated, and then Troy back in, you know, late December, and Troy sitting there with only one loss. So certainly two teams that are going to probably potentially make some deep postseason runs. Well, it doesn't get any easier on Friday. Again, you mentioned the limited practice time, and now you get a Clifton Clyde team who's a top five team and a team sitting there at 14-2. You look at this Clifton Clyde team and how good they are. They got one of the top scorers and players in the state, and certainly a challenge once again on Friday.
Oh yeah, welcome to Twin Valley League.
That's right.
I mean, every night that way, you know. So it's at home and they're maybe a little different animal in regards to maybe the surrounding cast ain't quite as potent as they've been in the past. But they'll compete. They'll compete hard as well, and we look forward to that challenge, and hopefully we go play well, and if we do, we'll be happy with the outcome, I'm sure.
There it is. Donovan West girls basketball coach Perry Smith joining us. Three games in the last week. They go 2-1 in that stretch. Tuesday, a loss to Centralia. At home Friday, taking on another top-tier team in Clifton Clyde. Coach, we always appreciate the few minutes. We'll talk to you next week.
All right. Thank you, Brent.